Mike, are you there?
I'm here.
And Sam, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Sam. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Richie. Oh, man, thank you so much for giving us a little bit of your time just to talk about the new album and just to talk to us in general, man. We're so lucky to have you.
It's a pleasure, man. Thank you very much, man. It's a pleasure, man. We're talking about, an album that we care a lot about, a band that I care a lot about, and a tour that we're just about to embark on. I mean, how bad can that be? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, let's just jump right into it. Let's talk about the album Firepower. Look, I've listened to a few tracks on Firepower, and I got to say, man, I like it. It's a new sound, but that classic feeling. You know what I mean?
I think it is. I think that's the... It's funny, man. Whenever you set out to, record a new record, there's nothing that's been there before. So you've got an idea of what you want to create and what you want to put out in terms of creative statement. But it can go either way. You never quite know what you're going to what you're going to get at the end of it. But I think you're absolutely right. I think that's a great observation. I think that there are references to the classic character of Priest in there. But I also think it's a modern statement containing those classic references, So I think it stands up today in 2018 while reminding the world who the hell Judas Priest are, and it's strong as ever.
All right, first of all, you didn't have to remind anyone who the hell Judas Priest is. I mean, we already knew. But you guys are rock gods. Like, who are we kidding? Let's just really put, call a spade here. But one of the things on the album that I only assume gave it that feeling, you guys reunited with producer Tom Allum, and he was the guy behind a lot of the classics like Unleash the Earth, British Steel, Screaming for Vengeance, Defenders of the Faith. And that's just only with Judas Priest. I'm not even going to jump into some of the Black Sabbath stuff. I mean, how was it like working with, a masterful producer such as him?
Well, Tom brought, the whole production team brought such a, such a positive outcome to the record. And, Tom specifically, obviously having that track record with the band and having those classic albums under his belt. And to be honest, the great thing about Tom was the trust and respect because of that history and that experience with the band, So if you've got Rob Halford in a vocal booth doing vocal takes, who's going to tell him that that's not good enough, do a better one, except someone like Tom Allum, someone who Rob has that respect for and that trust over the years, and it brings the best out in Rob and everybody, and I've got to say, Andy Sneak was the same. We had two producers on this record, and, we had, they're great producers, and they're both doing work up to present day, but obviously Tom's seen as a more classic producer, but it was a beautiful marriage of kind of classic producer and more modern producer working together, and again bringing the best out of the band, getting the best sound, performances and vibe and energy that we could muster. So the team was just fantastic on all accounts.
I mean, when you say I'm bringing the best out of the band, Glenn Tipton on this album, he's a living legend in himself, and he's battling, we all know he's battling with Parkinson's, and on the album, his chords, considering what he's dealing with, was just awesome. Now, I know you guys are gearing up for a tour, but maybe, possibly, he could pop up on something, or do you know?
Well, I know we've said that, Glenn's health willing, when he's willing and able, he will be, he's going to try and show up to some shows and play some songs with us. And, I think the more we inspire him to do that and the more we're supportive of him, and, both in the band and the fan base has been amazing with the compassion and the love that they've been pouring out on the socials for Glenn. I think, hopefully we can inspire him to get out more often and stay out with us. And, you're absolutely right. Knowing now what Glenn has been going through, publicly now, everyone knows about it. Listening to that statement of Firepower is a testament to how much of a hero the guy is, how much of a, a pioneer, and how much of a strong character that guy is. It's an inspiration to everybody,
And one of the things I want to talk about, I want to focus a little bit more on you. You, for all intents and purposes, you are the new guy. I understand, but you're the new guy to the band. And you started, 2011, if I'm not mistaken?
That's right, yeah, yeah.
And when you join a legendary band such as Judas Priest, what is that learning curve like?
It's a great question. And, people ask me, what was the biggest thing about joining the band? It is the learning curve. It is the education. It is the, you're watching these masters at work, whether it's on the road or in interviews or in the studio or how they, handle their fans. It's just a masterclass in, I mean, this is aside from the playing aspect as well. You know, there's so much more that goes into being a part of this than just the musician part of it, and it's all vital in how to be in a band like this. And you're absolutely right. It was an education. It was a learning curve, and it continues to this day. You know, we're all learning. We're facing challenges, as you just mentioned with Glenn's Parkinson's. You know, we're facing challenges moving forward on the touring circuit without Glenn, and that's all of us together. So we're all learning. We're all learning from each other. We're all learning from the fans and the musics and the different experiences we go through. It's like life, man, and it's just, being level-headed and seeing how level-headed these guys are and how they handle things and trying to put that into your own life and how you do your own things, and hopefully you get it right. But mistakes also are a part of that, growing as well. Rest assured, I made a few mistakes along the way, as we all do, but it's how you learn from them, isn't it? And you look at these guys and how they've learned from their mistakes and try to learn from them without making the same mistakes. It's an inspiration, dude.
And speaking of which, I mean, they threw you in the deep end. I think your first performance was on American Idol. A tens of millions of people watching you your first time out. Did you feel any pressure?
it's funny, man. I think it was, I don't remember thinking about it. You just kind of get your head down and do it. Where you are. You know the duty that's on your shoulders, as part of Judas Priest, as part of that metal community. And the world community of music, really. You're in front of Steven Tyler and J-Lo and, Randy Jackson, all those sort of people. They're huge people, huge authorities in music in general. And we were flying the flag for metal. We were flying the flag for British heavy metal. And also, we were going out on a tour with a new guitar player. It was a perfect opportunity to announce that while flying the flag. And as you said, I think in the US alone, it was 30 million households that we were in, in the living room. And if that's not flying the flag and getting metal into everyone's conscious, I don't know what is, So it was a beautiful thing to do.
I love that attitude because, when you sit down, that old phrase, never meet your heroes, and then you're, sitting next to them and you're working with them, one can feel, intimidated. And, it looks like you just took it in stride. And were you intimidated?
Well, they're gods. They're gods among men, these guys. They're legends. But at the end of it, they're like me and you, man. They're guys. We'll go down the pub. We'll get a beer. We'll get some food. We'll talk about, whatever we talk about. They're all normal people. They're like me and you. So, and it was very apparent as soon as I joined the band. It was very inclusive. It was a family atmosphere. It wasn't intimidating at all. And I tell you what, they were heroes before I joined the band, and now even more so. When you get to know them on a personal level, you become closer, you build relationships. They're even bigger heroes to me than they've ever been, So it's a great thing, man. I can't say enough good things about it.
Okay. And when you came in, you're the successor to KK Downing, who has his own legendary thing going on too. But did you feel it necessary to inject your own feeling or just try to do your own thing but not step on his toes, or just sit quietly and hope no one pays attention? What was your thing when you're, the success for someone like that?
It's a good question. I think it was a balance of, I was aware of what Judas Priest meant to millions of people. I was a Priest fan, grew up with Priest, among other bands, played Priest songs in cover bands. I knew what it meant, so when I was being considered for the opportunity, I knew that, I had to pay respect to what went before. But part of that community, part of that mindset is standing up for what you do, paying respect to yourself and the future. And if you get picked and you get, I was being considered, but if you actually get the position, what am I going to say? Well, how am I going to take KK's legacy, and take it forward? That's what's expected of me as a member of Priest and as a member of this community, to to stand up for what I believe in, stand up for what the group believes in, and push forward 1,000%, you know. So it's a bit of both. It's paying respect to what went before, but also trying to create your own voice, like they would have done, you know. It's like, what would they have done? What would they do? How can I uphold this duty and this responsibility moving forward? So, and it continues to this day. We're still playing classic songs in this set coming up, and we're playing new songs. So it's the same dynamic, paying homage, paying respect to the legacy while putting my own stuff in new songs and moving forward like that, full steam ahead, sir.
And quite honestly, to your point, Rob Halford has been like extremely vocal about yourself putting new life and new ideas in the band, so I guess that's a feather in your cap, you know?
That's a huge compliment from Rob. I mean, you know, I think that obviously there's five guys in this band and we're all responsible for the amount of energy and passion we put into it. And dude, I don't think you can... I think the proof of that is that they've been going for almost 50 years. I don't think you can do anything for 50 years without that passion and that energy. So he needs to take... Rob needs to take some credit as well, you know, as do the other guys in the band. So I'm just happy to be, you know, a fifth of that wheel, you know what I mean? And as I said, long may it keep rolling.
And speaking of keep rolling, you're going to be rolling through Detroit, my hometown, on the 31st of this month as you're on tour. You're on tour with Saxon, and I guess it's like this new British invasion on the Firepower Tour.
You took the words out of my mouth. I was just going to say, it is like, as you said it like that, it conjured up the imagery of the British invasion of metal again, you know. And, yeah, dude, it's going to be great. You know, we know the guys in Saxon, we know the guys in Black Star Riders who came from, you know, Thin Lizzy, so there's a great heritage there. And we love Detroit. I think we played the Fox there last time, which was a beautiful, beautiful venue. And this time I think we're playing the Masonic Temple, which is, it sounds steeped in mystery. So it's always a good time when we come to Detroit. The fans are great. You know, I mean, again, man, I can't state often enough that this band is here because the fans give it the lifeblood, you know. So when we come to Detroit and we see the fans in the crowd there, it's just like a celebration of metal and Priest and all things like that, man. So we can't wait to get there.
Oh, man, and I can't wait to see you. But, Richie, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I know you're on a tight, tight schedule, but this can't be the last time. I really want to get into it, but thank you so much for just giving your time. And I love the new album, and continued success, sir.
Thank you very much, man. It's a pleasure talking to you. Take care now, and we'll see you in Detroit very soon.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Bye-bye now.
All right, bye.